Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS online program, which Forbes has stated helps entrepreneurs become professional speakers. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our next guest for our Gifters Podcast is Diane Darling. Diane is a professional speaker and a published author of three books by McGraw-Hill. They have been translated into 9 languages. She's traveled to 60 countries in all 7 continents. She got over her fear of speaking by taking acting and stand-up comedy courses. Diane, thanks so much for being our Gifters Podcast, but your story is gift to the world.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
So you, I believe, are our first guest, and it's so important that you stand out. In your case, I don't think I've met any guests that have been to all 7 continents. So just talk about that. Was that like a bucket list goal or someone hired you to speak in Antarctica? Because I want to know about that story.
Well, I was in the tourism business. I grew up traveling. My father was a specialist in Southeast Asian politics. So we moved to the Philippines when I was 6 years old and then moved to Thailand when I was 16. And so I spent a lot of my life, you know, outside the United States. And the travel bug just got me. And so after college, I was a nanny for a year in Europe. And then after that, I decided I want to be in the travel business. And so I took Americans on tour all around the world. And it was partially a business MBA and it was partially a therapy degree.
Wow. But I still want to learn about Antarctica. Why there?
So I was one of the people helping to plan the trip, and my boss came in and goes, I've got a question for you. Do you want to go? I'm like, are you kidding me? One of the coolest things about Antarctica is there's no politics, there's no religion, there's no economy. You're really there. There's a little bit, but not much. But you know, you're really there for the wildlife and the animals, the research. It's their summer during our winter, so. It was, New Year's Eve when you're having 24 hours of daylight. And the first time you get out of the Zodiac boat, those little rubber boats, and you put your Wellington boots on and you get yourself into the, you know, wade into shore. And then you just hear the sound and you smell the smell of thousands of penguins. It is just really remarkable. It's just a most amazing experience.
Yeah. I think you might be the first person I've ever met in my life. And I've met many, many, many people, Diane, that have been there. So just a few more questions about that, because again, this podcast is about inspiration, impact, and information. And it's all about stories. So for you to be able to stand out, and if I've met hundreds of thousands of people, I've met CEOs, heads of states, and yet you stand out, it's great to be you. But I'm just letting our podcast listeners to know also that you have to be so unique, like Diane, that you can have stories, whether traveling to Antarctica or, let's say in my case, you know, going to a U.S. consulate event in the West Bank, Ramallah. But whatever it is you want to share, it has to stand out so much so. It's what I call tentpole stories, where in the conference world, tentpole speakers are like a Richard Branson or Bill Gates. But in the speaking conversation world, tentpole stories are like what just Diane just said about how she went to Antarctica, because I can literally, that's it props up the whole conversation. So just a few more questions about that, Diane. Like, when you say summer there, how hot is it or cold is it?
We were in t-shirts.
Really?
Yeah, we were wearing t-shirts. I mean, we had our waders on because of the, you know, you're in the water. There were a couple people who swam. I thought that was a little extreme. That would not have been me. But
what was the temperature? Was it 50 degrees, 60 degrees, or?
Oh, it was 60s and 70s. Yeah. Wow. And it was funny, on New Year's Day, they were getting, this was pre-internet days, but they were getting messages about the football games. And so we were asking about the New York Day, you know, the Orange Bowl and all the rest of it. And at the same point, you're hearing about penguins and which populations of penguins. I believe it's the chinstrap penguins that are going up in population, whereas the Adelie population is going down. And the reason is because of global warming. And Antarctica is one of the first places that began to predict this, because they saw the population that lived on water increasing because there was more water, where they saw the population of penguins that lived on ice and the ice was shrinking, the population was shrinking.
Wow. 2 last questions. When's the best time to go and how do you get there?
The best time to go is during our Christmas, December 1st of the year, because it is their summer for one, and also you do get into the hatching season of the chicks, which happens at the same time. You fly down to either Argentina or Chile, and then you get on a ship. You cross over to the Drake Passage. It has a reputation of being a rough passage. It can be. It was not so rough going over, but it was quite rough coming back. And so then you are on a ship the whole time. There are no hotels, at least there weren't then. And so you're on the ship is your home. There were former Russian research vessels that had been repurposed for adventure travel. So that was the ship that we were on. There were about 60 or 80 of us, so it was small. There's the upscale, you know, fancy ones. You want to be on a smaller ship because they can get into smaller places. If you're on the big, luxurious ones, they're not going to be able to get as far because they're not icebreakers.
But how far is the trip from Argentina to Antarctica?
It's a day and a half.
Wow.
It's a day and a half, yeah. And when you see your first iceberg, it's like seeing, it's just amazing. All of a sudden, you just like, it's really there. It's not in a movie. It's just really there. And, you know,
it's not a prop. Awesome. It's not CGI. It's like, whoa.
Yeah. It's a real iceberg. And, you know, it's absolutely amazing. And then at that point, however sick you've been feeling, you do tend to kind of, you know, get over it. I didn't get particularly sick, but, you know, for some people, they just need to stay in their cabin. Take some meds or whatever it might be.
Wow, that is so fascinating. Now, for our listeners, they might be thinking, wow, they're talking about Antarctica. I thought this podcast was about entrepreneurship, but really, doing full circle, one of Diane's expertise is networking, as is mine, and the thing that you connect with people are stories. And so I'm just fascinated by your story, Diane. And let's just jump into some of your professional experience. You've written 3 books, and pick one book that you most want to talk about and how our listeners can learn about you and your expertise.
Well, the books are on Amazon. You just go to Darling Networking. You'll find the major one. One is called The Networking Survival Guide, and the other one is called Networking for Career Success. The second one, The Networking for Career Success, is like an ADD digested version of the first one. So people just want the high level. Go there if you want something deeper. I also, just this last year, edited a book or curated a book on quotations by remarkable women. I found myself going to conferences over and over again, and nothing against, you know, Mark Twain and Abraham Lincoln, but the quotes were always men. And so I created a collection of quotes so that people could use them. That's just a Kindle. And that was just one of those things where it was a blizzard, and I thought, you know, I'd like to see what it's like to self-publish. So that's how that one came to be. But people came to me and said to me I was good at networking. I was sort of offended because networking gets such a bad rap of people who kind of schmooze and put up their hands and, you know, here's my business card. How are you going to help me? But people said, no, they really saw something very different in how I did it. I looked to see how I could help them. I looked to see who I could connect them to. To your point, it's who you can serve. And so I did. You know, that's what people saw in how I did my own networking. And they asked me if I could share my insights, and 18 years later, I'm still doing it.
That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. Again, your story, your act of service, your courage for profiling women. Given that we only have a few more minutes, what are some quotes from powerful women that you feel you want to share with the audience?
Ooh, wow. I don't have time to dig up the book. I would say probably the quotes that I found most interesting were from women who are not household names, but do have something that's just is really helping people think about what is getting in your way of sharing your gifts, you know, and what is getting in your way of living to your fullest. And it's interesting, today being September 12th, my business started, if you will, in a way, oddly enough, the day after September 11th, yeah. I had a business. I was an entrepreneur working on a business called Lost and Found. I was going to help airlines and hotels manage their lost and found inventory. You leave behind, you know, a jacket. No one wants it. They want to give it back to you. It's important to you. It doesn't really have any impact to them. And then September 11th happened, and the airlines and the hotels were looking after something obviously very different. My former boss was going to help me get this business off the ground, and he was killed on the first flight.
Wow.
And so it was a very personal complex situation. A lot of people had very difficult relationships with him, and I managed to have a pretty good one. But it was a significant loss. I did something I do not recommend any entrepreneur do. I put all my savings. I maxed out my credit cards for this business, and it was gone. So I had to just completely reboot. And when someone said to me, "Here's something you're good at," and this is another interesting thing for entrepreneurs. Often we're good at something we don't value.
Yeah, that's a great observation.
And that people pay for. So yeah. That was something that was interesting for me to learn.
That's great. Well, Diane, thanks so much for being on Gifters Podcast. Your story truly is a gift to the world and the only one that's ever been to Antarctica. So thank you for being so unique and special and just a standout character. How can our guests stay in touch with you?
They can go to DianeDarling.com. I also have a really fun chart called How to Work a Room. And if they want the chart, they can just send a text to 345-345 with the keyword Diane, and they'll get a copy of that chart.
Great, Diane. Thanks so much again for being on our show, and have a great day.
Me too. Same to you. Take care.